You're listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. I'm David Brancaccio. First to China and the huge property developer with what is these days an ironic name, Evergrande. The Wall Street Journal is reporting that international bond investors have not received some Evergrande money that came due this week. Is Evergrande good for the massive amount of debt it owes? Perhaps $300 billion. That's the size of the entire gross domestic product of Chile or Finland. Some worry an Evergrande collapse would shake the world financial system. Others say the damage would be China-focused. What are chances Beijing bails the company out? Watching this from China is Marketplace's Jennifer Pack. Good morning.
Morning.
I've been looking. The Chinese government has been quite quiet about whether or not it would bail out Evergrande. Any chance?
Well, it's really unclear. You see, the government in recent years has been much more willing to let big companies fail because it really wants to send the message that there are risks if you borrow recklessly. And Evergrande certainly did that on a massive scale.
Yeah, and it has a massive footprint. It's among the top three real estate companies in China, property developers. Is this one of these too big to fail companies?
Well, it's big, but not that big on a national scale compared to its other competitors. On a regional scale, though, in certain places, Evergrande is also a major taxpayer and an employer.
People who hold Evergrande's debt are probably hoping for some kind of bailout for that company. What are you hearing about under what circumstances Beijing might act?
Well, analysts I've spoken to have listed two scenarios. One is if Evergrande's debt crisis affects the financial system or if it affects the housing market. Neither of those scenarios have happened so far. But any bailout would likely be partial. And it would be more focused on ordinary investors and especially home buyers, because right now there are some 600,000 homes or units which are unfinished but already pre-sold. There could also be local help, say from provincial governments, to help finish the housing projects. Or perhaps even a government company could take over and restructure Evergrande. But so far, analysts say it's still too soon to talk about this.
All right. Marketplace's China correspondent Jennifer Pack in Shanghai following this big story. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
That's all for today's Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.